Blood-stained bucket in hand, Brock Skeller walked down a short flight of stairs from the wooden deck attached to the cabin, his heavy winter boots crunching the snow. He took the path to the shed at the edge of the property near the tree line. Following the stones poking out from a fresh blanket of powder, his empty bucket clinked against the handle with each step. The winter chill bit at his neck, and he shouldered his thick, fur-lined hood against it. His olive winter coat protected his body, and the attached hood had turned out to be his least favorite part of it. "This is what I get for retiring," he grumbled to himself as he shoved the door to the storage shed open with a gloved hand and crossed the threshold to escape the wind. The shed was small, not much bigger than a one-car garage, but it was sturdy and insulated. In the summertime, it smelled of pine and cut grass, but in the heart of winter, all he inhaled through his nostrils was frigid air. He pulled a leather glove off with his teeth, retrieved a box of matches from his pocket, and lit the oil lamp hanging on a nail near the door. Making sure the door was closed, Brock walked to the other side of the shed and pulled back a blue plastic tarp covering an immense deep freezer. He placed a blood-stained bucket at his feet and dug around in the freezer, dropping one item absently into the bucket and tucking another beneath his arm, keeping in mind which was which and being mindful to keep them separate. Then he closed the freezer lid and covered it once more. Just before the weather changed and the sun melted the frost, he would empty the contents of the freezer into a wheelbarrow and dump the thawing tainted meat beyond his land at the bottom of the mountain, making sure it was well off the beaten path. For most of the cold months, the freezer was very useful. Bucket in hand, now significantly heavier, he turned away from the freezer, snuffed out the oil lamp, and closed the shed door behind him. He started on the snow-worn path back to the cabin. He wasn't worried about unwelcome night visitors in the winter. The cold did a number on their joints and slowed their shambling to a laughable pace. The snow also told him when they were near, as their shuffling seemed to echo across the mountain in the silence of the winter nights. Without looking up, Brock trekked 16 paces to the cabin steps, up 2 and forward 4 to the sliding glass door. He reached for it and pulled it aside, stepping over a 2-foot gap in the floorboards. Then he turned and reached awkwardly across the gap to close the door. A dog whined softly as he entered. "Quiet now. I'd just as soon feed you to them," he snarled, tossing a frozen piece of meat from the bucket towards the mangy black-and-white mutt curled up on a gray rag near the dying embers in the stone fireplace. The dog sniffed at the meat, stretching out to avoid standing up. It sniffed once before licking its chops and looking up at him. "What? What do you think you used to eat in the wild?" Guided by firelight, he brushed by the dog and moved around a small wooden coffee table out to the main hall. He stopped at a door that was barred by an inch-thick bar mounted to 2 braces on either side. He removed the iron bar and leaned it on the wall off to the side, adding yet another scuff mark to the paint. Holding his breath, Brock swung the door open and descended the stairs to the basement, bucket in hand. With each step down, the air seemed to thicken. It was warm and musky, like a greenhouse after a summer rain. But the air in the basement wasn't sweet with fresh plants and wet potting soil. It was tangy, with a hint of iron. Though it was dark, he walked the 12 steps to the bottom, not needing the light. He had descended many times before. Once his feet met dirt, he touched the brick wall, ran his hand upward to a small gap near the top center of the doorframe, and emptied the bucket through the hole. The contents of the bucket thumped onto the dirt on the other side of the wall. The sound of shuffling approached the door.